हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर आवर सेकेंड एंड द फाइनल सेशन ऑफ दिस चैप्टर ऑफ द सेमिनार विच वी आर कंडक्टिंग नाउ इन द मंथ ऑफ जुलाई। So we'll just briefly recapitulate some of the most important points that we discussed yesterday before we go ahead today's class. So yesterday we began by understanding that Krishna consciousness is very simple, and book distribution activity also appears to be like any other marketing activity. Very simple, just go and sell books. But then we discussed how it is very different because of which factor? Because of the Krishna factor. And the bliss that the devotee experiences when he distributes a book cannot be matched by sale of any product. And then we discuss step by step how this seminar has the following six topics. And we also discussed how actually these six topics can be divided under how many categories? Two categories. And if you know the answer, just raise your hand. Which are the two categories? Yes, Krishna Dayal Prabhu. What are the names of those categories? The first three come under which category? I'm asked. Let us hear from him. Desire. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Ghanshyamji, what are the second three? Techniques. So first three come under the desire category and the last three come under the techniques. And which of the two are more important or is more important? Desire. Anybody remembers any important points that we established or we explained to establish this fact that desire to distribute books is more important than techniques? Yes. Yeah, that comes later, but here before this we discuss something. Yes. Yeah, this is a very good point. That I explained how the different approaches of myself, Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. Now all three of us had a different technique of distribution. Completely opposite technique. I used to say that people are Kali Yuga, people are Shudras, you have to force them to buy. And Sri Chaitanya Prabhu would be very cool. He would say, you don't have to create interest in anyone, rather catch interested people. There are already interested people. Why are you wasting your time on someone? So like that, and all three of us would get good results. So we discuss our techniques don't matter. Anybody else remember any point on this techniques versus desire? Yes, Prabhu. Very nice point. If you have doubt on why, then we cannot understand how. Is there anything else? Necessity is the mother of. Yeah. So, what is the purport of that statement? Yeah, once you have the desire, the techniques will follow. Anything else? Somebody remembers? Exactly, tree and the axe. So what is there? What is the main point there? Yeah, we compared the techniques to the sharpening of the axe, and we compared the desire to the ability to wield the axe, to lift the axe. So the axe might be very sharp, but a person might not pick up the axe, so that the tree cannot be cut. Therefore, we need to have desire first. And then if a desire is very strong, then even if the axe is not very proper, we can, with the strength of the desire, the tree can be chopped off. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. That we discuss in the next point, how we have to bombard a person's consciousness with books. So this is some of the points we discussed, and I also gave examples of two personalities in ISKCON today who are not focusing so much on techniques but more on desire. Vijay Prabhu and His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj. And we discussed how, one more point I discussed about desire, weightage for the first three and the last three. 90% and 10%. And I also gave one example. Yes, Karna. Karna, yeah. What is that example? Yeah, first chapter the teacher says 90 marks will come, but it's a little difficult. And the remaining 19 chapters of the book will cover 10 marks. So we'll focus more on the first chapter. Similarly, we have to focus more on desire. It's difficult to cultivate that desire. But if we focus more on developing the desire, then we can be lifelong devotees and preachers. And I concluded this particular section by explaining how if we become only interested in techniques, we will become victims of name and fame, profit, adoration, and our bhakti will be, yes, external and superficial. Yes, you are correct. This is what we discussed first. And then we discussed the first reason why we should distribute books. What are the first reason? It creates a revolution in the human society. And we just took this famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can repeat after me. I'll chant the first line once again. This is the basis of preaching. If we memorize this verse and meditate on this verse, we can understand the impact of Srila Prabhupada's books. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. Yasmin pratishlokam buddhya yatyapi. Namanantasya yashon kitaniyat. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. What is the essence of this verse? Somebody would like to explain? Raise your hand. Yes. Exactly. So this is the main point is what? We have to preach about Krishna. You can read loudly the translation. Theme that we have to glorify Krishna. So we discussed in the first point under why to distribute books, revolution, we discussed how we have to present Krishna. Because we talk about stress management and so many other things, we announce also in the local trends. I have done that myself, I have been guilty of it. These books will remove stress. But consciously we should work on this aspect that we are presenting ultimately Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's every book contains Krishna. So if we don't work on this foundation of becoming Krishna conscious and understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and we have to develop our loving relationship with Krishna, if we don't do that, then book distribution will be hollow. It won't have a lasting impact. And anybody remember some examples or some points that we discussed under revolution? How books, how this creates a revolution in human society? What about Russia? What is his name? Bhakta Vadim, what happened to him? He went on to become Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. Yes, so he was part of the revolution. Yes, somebody raised hand. Yes, Prabhu. Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj, what happened to him? Cambridge. Today he is giving lecture in Oxford and Cambridge. He didn't know a word about English. So Srila Prabhupada's books are creating revolution. Even on a material level, a person is getting so much benefit. Any other examples or points that we discussed about revolution in human society by presenting Krishna as he is? No other example or point? Yeah, it's our USP. Krishna is our unique selling proposition. Nobody is talking about Krishna. So we have to present Krishna as he is. And we also discussed how revolution is going to take place anyway. We have a choice whether we want to be part of this revolution or not. For the next 10,000 years, books are going to be the basis for a major revolution in spiritual lives of people, in the misdirected civilization of the human society. So we discussed how sometimes we are despondent when nobody takes books. How should we understand this? When nobody takes books. Yes, Rasika Charit. Yes. Most of the people are in what category? Wet grass. So what, can you just briefly tell us what is wet, dry and moist? If you put fire on wet grass, it won't catch fire, but it will become moist. If you put fire on moist grass, it won't catch fire, but at least it will become dry. And if you put fire on dry grass, it immediately catches fire. Similarly, some people will not take books, but they will advance, just because you have come in touch with them. And we compared Hare Krishna devotees going out with Tilak and Kanti Mala to board, billboard. So Haji Ali, we have a hoarding which costs lakhs of rupees. You are going out, you are advertising. You are worth 50 lakh rupees. Just you are going, you are advertising. And somebody doesn't take a book 50 times, what will happen eventually? His consciousness will be bombarded and he has to take a book. The revolution is going to take place. Srila Prabhupada said for the next 10,000 years. After revolution in human society, what is the next point? Authenticity of ISKCON is established. Anybody remembers any point under this that we discussed? Adi Keshav Swami Maharaj, what happened to him?
Then he came to Prabhupada and he argued with him. He put points with Prabhupada and then he went back and he put those points in court.
Excellent. He learned from Prabhupada, he put those points, and what was Prabhupada's main point for brainwashing case? What was Prabhupada's main argument? Just, yeah, read all our books and then you have to declare your decision. And so they just didn't want to read all the books, they gave the decision that it is authentic and bona fide historical religion dating 5,000 years. That is a very historical event that has established ISKCON as a bona fide religion. Any other points you remember? Yes. Tejas, no? Yeah. Yes. We discussed that how this company, how people, nobody was buying books. We sold only 7,500 rupees worth books, and then next day 75,000 rupees worth books went, because he took a lot of initiative and saw that everybody in the company buys the books. And then finally we also discussed about how Pejavar Swami, who said this? Who remembered? Yes. Pejavar Swami, what did he say? Last 700 years what we have done preaching, there is nothing compared to what Srila Prabhupada has done. So like this, we understand that we should distribute books because of these two reasons, because this will help us establish authenticity of ISKCON. Because people are telling us, you are part of a cult. ISKCON is useless. Sab Hare Krishna karte rehte. But when people read our books, they are shocked. The way Prabhupada is quoting Upanishads and Vedas and is establishing how this is so scientific. Even Karmi scholars are appreciating Srila Prabhupada's contribution. And now we will discuss the third reason for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. An act of compassion. What is the meaning of compassion? We have a lot of passion, but I am talking about compassion. What is compassion? How is compassion? What exactly is compassion? Yes, Priya Chaitanya. To feel bad that somebody has forgotten Krishna, and then to progressively help a conditioned soul to come back to Krishna, to increase his remembrance of Krishna. Generally, we all are compassionate in the sense we all feel disturbed by the violence in this world, suffering in this world, poverty, and we want to help. Many people who come to Hare Krishna, they have this attitude, mood. We don't like to see suffering going on. But the problem is, we don't know how we can act compassionately. We think if I give some 1 rupee coin to a beggar, I am acting compassionately. That is a very, very superficial level of compassion. That is good. That is better than cheating people. But if you carefully analyze, you will realize that real compassion is giving of Srila Prabhupada's books. Why? Because if you try to remove the suffering in this world, say poverty is one of the main factors, people say. But poverty will not go simply by giving money. Because there are two problems which every sociological scientist, every sociological group and study has proved it. There are two problems regarding poverty. First is, you might help the poor, but the rich will continue to exploit the poor. What will you do about it? And secondly, there is what is called as wanton living. Wanton living means you give poor money, but they continue to live in a poverty state because they use it for drugs and alcohol. This is very, very common and rampant. Like some beggars, they were given houses, they were living in the slums, but what they did, they gave that house on rent and they continue to live on slums. They will not improve their condition. This is very common. I've seen so many times beggar boys discussing in the night when I'm coming from program, and we collected so much money. Tomorrow we'll go for this movie, and tomorrow we'll go for that movie. So they're not willing to raise their standard of living. Addiction and alcoholism is very strong. Because the desire to disobey the laws of God is actually the problem. Not simply poverty. External poverty is not the problem. Recently somebody sent me an email of the beggars in Bombay. I don't know how many of you received this. It's very famous now, going on in email circuit. Everybody is sending. First beggar, his name is Anish. He looks like a beggar, pakka beggar. Then his name is given. Then age 60, monthly income, daily income 2,500 rupees to 3,000 rupees. Personal assets more than 85 lakh rupees. Family members, properties owned. One flat in Rokandwala, one flat in Bandra. Details are given. The next beggar earns 75,000 rupees per month. Everybody's salary is given. And the worst was one beggar, he has a factory in Chembur where he has employed 15 people. He has a zari business. But he begs at near CP tank. And he's earning 50,000-60,000 rupees every month. And he says, I like this. Very nice. All the beggars are earning solid money. And the end of it, after all the beggars' details are given, photographs, big photographs. You can go and meet them. One beggar is in Fort. One beggar, details are given. Name and family members and income like that. And the end, they have given, one man is sitting on a computer with the keyboard with pant, shirt, tie, and then they are given name, not needed. Family members, keyboard, mouse, one Pentium, and then income, peanuts, and like that. They have compared the pitiable condition of a software engineer compared to a beggar. And they are given a moral of the story. Moral of the story is, they have, all the photographs are given and they are, say, they are saying, Dekh kya rahe ho, katora uthao. I was laughing like anything, you know. The beggars in Bombay are very well off. So we think, I should be compassionate, and they'll come and, you know, they'll cry. No, you give them prasad. That's why we have midday meal scheme. We have more than 1 lakh boys, children getting prasad. So we give prasad, but don't encourage them to live in poverty by just, that's not compassionate. Compassion is when the hearts change. The world's poverty, if you want to remove complete poverty from this world, you need only $13 billion, according to WHO. And this is the amount that is spent by Europe and America every year on their cosmetics. So if there is a desire to remove poverty, it's very easy. But the problem is nobody wants. So therefore, if you want to be really compassionate, we have to change the desire of people, the sinful desire to enjoy and disobey laws of God. And that Srila Prabhupada's books can do. When Srila Prabhupada was giving a class in Delhi Pandal, one man shouted, "What is all this lecture, bakwas? Stop it! What are you doing for beggars and poor people in India? Why are you simply giving lectures like this?" And Prabhupada very compassionately and very gravely said on the microphone, "Yes, any beggar, any poor man, anybody wants help, he can come to me. I declare here at this pandal that I am willing to feed and maintain any person who comes to me for the rest of his or her life. I am going to give 3 times a day food, shelter, place of stay, clothes. I am going to give it for the rest of their lives. Anybody willing to come can come, but one condition. You have to chant every day 16 rounds and follow the 4 regulative principles. No intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no gambling." How many people do you think came forward? 0. So what is the problem? This is a clear evidence. What is the problem? Problem is not lack of money. Problem is people don't want to follow the regulative principles. People don't want to change their lives for better. So therefore, if you want to really be compassionate, this is what we have to do. Srila Prabhupada is very compassionate. He would see poverty everywhere. He would cry. When he was in Paris, he saw old men entering a ladies bar, dance bar, and he looked at them and he had tears in his eyes. At this age, they are enjoying sense gratification. When Prabhupada saw two old men playing golf, he started crying. This is the age to practice Krishna consciousness, and they are wasting their life. So devotees have to be compassionate, and we have to give books. This is the best way to be compassionate and change the lives of people and help them stop the desire to exploit and enjoy this world. So if you really are compassionate by nature, distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. One of our most amazing book distributors is Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. Many of you might know that he was a head pujari for almost 13 years. He is the oldest brahmachari here, along with Govind Prabhu. Since 1986, he is living in this campus. So after serving the deities for 13 years, any pujari is very attached to the deities. And when the services changed, he was told to manage bus party, and he broke down. He was crying profusely, unstoppably. He was crying whole day because he was so attached to the deities. He didn't want to give up deity worship. Was crying like anything. And I remember seeing him that time, just around 6 years ago. It was a big historical division, all the departments were changed, and he was told, "You have to preach, you have to, you know, go out." And it's not that he was against preaching, but he was so attached to the duties that he didn't want to leave the service. Finally, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj had a meeting with him, and Maharaj said, "How did you become a devotee? How did you join this temple? How did you become a pujari?" He said, "Maharaj, because of you." "How it is because of me?" because you came and you are managing this temple. When did I come and manage this temple? Since 1988. What are they doing before that? You are in New Vrindavan. What are they doing in New Vrindavan? You are serving deities. So question answer is going on. Which deities? Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra. How many years I was serving? More than 10 years. What was my service? You are head pujari. So what happened? So then Rupa Rama Prabhu understood. He said, Maharaj, you are head pujari for many years, but you gave up that service. And because of you giving up that service of worshipping the deities, I could become a devotee. So Maharaj said, similarly, you go out and preach, somebody else will become devotee. Just like because of my sacrificing deity worship and preaching, so many people are becoming devotees. It's Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he clarified. But similarly, you go out, because Prabhupada said, pujari for the most fortunate devotees. But at the same time, this is a great sacrifice for him. And he left that service and then he went out, and what amazing things he's doing. And his preaching is creating records. Village preaching, and he has a wonderful team. Guru Gauranga Prabhu is here. He's also doing, they're going to villages. Guru Gauranga Prabhu is meeting Adivasis, strange people, and preaching to them, making them devotees, Sankirtan, book distribution, BTGs. Such amazing success stories. So therefore, this is compassion. And Rupa Rama Prabhu did one historical thing. There is one company in which we never got permission to distribute books. That is Tata Group. Somehow they never allow. So finally, when Rupa Rama Prabhu and we got some permission, we were requesting them to give us permission. They were refusing. So finally, one man, he said, personally, I like Hare Krishna very much, but we cannot give permission because the laws are like this, like this, like this. But Rupa Rama Prabhu was desperate because they had to distribute so many books. It was marathon time. What to do? He was requesting, so much begging, but he was very adamant. No, no, no. Finally, Rupa Rama Prabhu just folded his hands. Literally, he did this. He bent on his knees, folded his hands, and he started almost on the verge of tears. He said, please, I beg you, I want to distribute these books to these people. Please give me permission. I want to save the conditioned souls. I want to help them. They are suffering. Please help me. He actually begged. And devotees could see this man. They could see his face changing. He was going through turbulent emotions. He had something in his hand. He was fidgeting it. And he was completely taken aback by the desperate plea of a devotee who wanted to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And he was completely shaken and he said, okay, you meet the trade union leader. He gave a technique by which we can get it done. And immediately the trade union leader agreed and we distributed lakhs of rupees of worth books in that company. This happened a few years ago during the marathon. This is a classic case of a devotee wanting to preach and intense compassion. No technique helped here. The intense desire to give Srila Prabhupada's books is what helped give the books to the conditioned souls. So therefore, if you are really want to want an outlet for your compassionate heart and your feelings for suffering of mankind in this world, then take a book bag, go out and give books. It helps. In fact, Rupa Rama Prabhu told this man, he was literally begging and he was saying, I am like your son. You please help me. I want to help you, because this man was a little elderly. He didn't deliberately do it, but he played that emotional part, you know. He just touched his heart with his desperate plea. So therefore, we have to be compassionate. But if we think we are compassionate, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj says in one class, that if a devotee thinks he is compassionate, he is in Maya. We cannot be compassionate. Compassion is a very big thing. At best, we can be instruments of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. We can be instruments of our Guru's compassion, and we can help as an instrument. So therefore, we have to distribute books because it is the best act of compassion. And I know one very common question which devotees have. They tell me that, Prabhuji, but we don't have compassion. We don't feel so much when we are going out that I should distribute these books because people are suffering. If you have deep compassion, you will automatically distribute books. But the problem is, we don't have that deep compassion. How do we develop that? Very simple. It's a cyclical effect. Go out with the book bag. What will happen? I can tell you, guarantee, you will see suffering. You will see such terrible suffering when you go out every day. And because you're reading those books also, hopefully, for reading the books and then going out, you will see suffering and you will be able to connect everything that you read in Srila Prabhupada's books with what you are seeing. And that's called a realization. And then that will automatically increase your compassion. And then you will automatically go out. The more you go out, the more compassion you will feel. And the more compassion you feel, the more you will go out. And you will actually be happy and satisfied in this process. So many people I have seen, when I was distributing books for 5 years in the local trains, 4.5 in the local, 4 years in the local trains, 1 year I was doing in Bombay Central and BT. Those 4 years, I came across so many people who were actually miserable in this world. Some of them confessed it, and some of them are trying to hide it. Like one time when I was distributing books in the local, I saw one man. He was effulgent, but he was dirty, in the sense, unclean. But he had some special tej in his face. Beard, mustache, t-shirt. He was looking a little asleep, you know, tired. And that face struck me. I continued distributing, and then I got down at Yogeshwari. I entered the next compartment. I was distributing books there. And after some time, I saw the same face. Then I said, oh, maybe I'm mistaken. And I continued, and after some time, somewhere else in some other train, some other compartment in Kandivali or somewhere, I saw again the same man. So I started getting a little scared. After a few instances like this, I was convinced that this man is chasing me. Then I was, you know, wondering, who is he? Is he some, you know, from different religion, a terrorist? You don't know what kind of people you come across. So I was trying to avoid him. But wherever I was going, he was there. So finally, I mustered up enough courage, and when I got down, I deliberately stood. I said, let us confront him. You know, that if he has to confront, let us confront it now. So I got down and I sat on the bench. And sure enough, he came. And he just folded his hands like this. He said, Maharaj, mera madad karo. And he started crying. And he said, he was a Gujarati man. He owns liquor bars, 7-8 liquor bars in Bombay. He says, I'm filthy rich. But he's from a Brahmin family. Was brought up in good culture, samskaras. But he came to Bombay and became very successful in business. And he says, I've got all the money, but I'm most miserable. I have no peace of mind. I'm constantly fighting with so many people, and I have to give this money and transactions and flesh trading, and so many things are going on, nasty things. He says, the result is I'm miserable, and I'm so entangled. So much mafia is involved. I can't get out of this mess. Please help me. So I don't know how to help him, actually. In the sense, I gave him a book. He took a book. But after that, he was telling, I still need some guidance. So I said, I gave him the temple address. I had some prasadam packets. But I could see that he was so miserable. That had such a profound impact on me. And I was thinking, this man is suffering. And then after some time, something happened. Then I had to go. Then suddenly, in 5 minutes, I realized this man was lost in the teeming crowd of millions. 6.5 million people travel in the local trains every day in Mumbai. This is more than the population of so many countries. And everybody is suffering. So you will actually get an outlet for your compassionate heart. You will develop more compassion when you go out. On another occasion, one boy came and told me, he must be what, 16 or 17 years old boy. He held my hand, and then he fell at my feet, and he folded his hands like this, literally, and he said, I want to tell you something, please come aside. He came out and said, please help me. I said, I have had sex with 100 boys minimum, and I am most miserable. He was talking about his all homosexual problems. And he says, I am going crazy. I am going to commit suicide. Please help me. And again, lost. Giving book, transaction, call to temple. But the point is, so many people are suffering everywhere. How will they be delivered? How will they get hope? Only when Srila Prabhupada touches their heart. And we have to act as an instrument. If we don't act as an instrument, somebody else will. The mission will go on. So therefore, we have to go and distribute books. And many of us feel, how will books and Harinam help when people are suffering because of lack of hunger and all this? No. As I discussed earlier, the actual problem is the disease of the heart. When His Holiness Indradhanna Swami Maharaj went to Sri Lanka after tsunami, What an experience he had. He met the major of the army of Sri Lanka who was conducting the relief operations. I told him, they discussed, and that major told Maharaj, he started laughing because he told Maharaj, "Oh Swamiji, you are from Hare Krishna. What can you do for the relief victims, for the victims of tsunami and for the people who have been made homeless?" And Maharaj said, "We'll distribute khichdi and like this and like this. We'll give food and we'll give money, whatever we can." And he laughed. He said, "How will this will help? You are the tiny organization." And he said, "Yes, I was a tiny organization, but we can also do some kirtan, holy name chanting." And immediately this army general, he became very interested. He said, "Yes, please do something different, because there is no shortage of money. After tsunami, millions and millions of dollars kept coming in from all over the world." And he said, that army general told Maharaj, that there is no shortage of funds now. But the impact this tragedy has caused them, the havoc it has created in their mind, that cannot be removed by simply money. Their house is destroyed. Everything gone in 5 minutes. They are in a state of shock. How will you help them? Money is not sufficient. And then when Maharaj and his team attended Harinam, you read that BTG, that is a beautiful article on the tsunami. There are 2-3 issues in that book, Diary of a Traveling Preacher. He explains how people were ecstatic because of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada, who is giving this holy name to everybody, he touched the hearts of all these tsunami victims more than any of the money and the other help that they got. Therefore, we have to go out, and this will help. And ISKCON has seen many devotees, exemplary devotees, who have acted on the basis of this deep compassion. His Holiness Bhakti Tir Swami Maharaj has taken so many risks for preaching Srila Prabhupada's mission. And there are so many stories and pastimes. One particular thing that comes to my mind is once when Maharaj was preaching in communist country, the KGB was chasing him, literally chasing him in the university campus. And they were trying to kill him, and he was running with his book bag. They had caught him. And he was trying to save his life. And as he was running on the corridor of the second or third floor of the university, he entered, and the people at this KGB men were coming right behind him, and there was a turn, and he turned, and he saw that they are yet to come, and there was a professor's room, and he saw the board name of the professor, and he entered the room, and this KGB man came running, and they went straight ahead, and they turned, and they went. But this man was inside the professor's room, and the professor looked up and said, "Who are you?" And he had a book bag. And immediately Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was Ghanshyam Das Brahmachari at that time, immediately he was very quick-witted. He said, "Hello Professor, I came because we had an appointment." "Appointment? I never had an appointment with you. Your secretary didn't tell you? He remembered the name because he had seen it when entering." And they spoke very friendly. And Bhakti Tirth Maharaj sold him the whole set of Srila Prabhupada's books. And he got standing orders for books like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, which are not yet published. As soon as they are published, they will be supplying. So he was a part of that library party. And he got the whole order while on chase, while wanting to be killed by the KGB. And then he comes out and slowly, hidingly, manages to escape. So that's how people have taken risks. You hear Devamrit Maharaj, I heard a series of lectures he gave in Los Angeles. Amazing stories. This is only sheer compassion. Nothing else can explain this. If you see the life story of His Holiness Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj, he's traveling like mad. He hardly gets 2 hours of rest in the night. So karmis work hard, they also sleep 2 hours, 1 hour for money, because of passion. But devotees also don't take rest. Devotees also do so much because of not passion but compassion. And they do it. And we have seen such tremendous examples in ISKCON of devotees. So I'm not saying we should go to extreme and do something like this, take risks. But at least we can do a few books every day. So that's, therefore, Srila Prabhupada's book distribution is very important because it's an act of compassion. And also, this is the most important reason, book distribution is a desire of our Guru Shishya Parampara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1896 sent the first book. Which book was that? Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In 1896 to McGill University, and incidentally that was the year Srila Prabhupada appeared in this world. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a strong desire that the English language books of Lord Chaitanya, about Lord Chaitanya in the English language, are distributed all over the world. And then Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur institutionalized Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and Srila Prabhupada took it a step further, and we see what's happening now. Massive books distribution, and those sheets are there. You can distribute them now, right now. So now I'm distributing some sheets which contain the 7 purposes of ISKCON, and we'll go through it. All of us will go through it together. First you distribute, then we'll. Give me also 1 copy if you have. Thank you. I got. Okay, now you can read the first one loudly. There are 7 purposes of ISKCON which Srila Prabhupada, in 1966, when the attorney Steve Goldsmith, he was sitting in Prabhupada's lecture, and Prabhupada said, "We will name our organization ISKCON." And devotees were shocked, because it was a small group in a small storefront in New York, and they thought, it was a tiny organization, only Swamiji and few of us, and Prabhupada wanted to make an institution, and that to International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And of all people, that lawyer was shocked. Hey, what? You want to make an international society? And the devotees couldn't believe it, and they thought, oh, Swamiji is naming it ISKCON because he wants some tax benefits, and he wants to get some discount money and managing like that. That is why he is doing it. Nobody could realize at that time what Srila Prabhupada actually wanted to do. Later on, Prabhupada said, if the American government knew actually what I was about to do, they would not have allowed me to enter the country. 1966. They didn't know the impact. So Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON and gave 7 purposes which every ISKCON devotee should know. At least a preacher should know. So you read the first one loudly. Can I read the second one loudly? One of you? Rasika Chakra, read loudly. Third, Prachatan. Fourth, fifth, Pankaj, Padu. Sixth, Vidagramadha. And the 7th, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books and other writings. So these 7, first 6 include farm community, temple, preaching, everything is there. Deity worship, Harinam. But the last one, to do all this, what we need, purposes, publishing and distribution of magazines and books. So this is the purpose of ISKCON. This is the desire of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's famous statement, if you want to please me, distribute my books. And when Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco Ratyatra in 1970, suddenly one devotee came with Krishna book hardbound, 15-16 copies, and Prabhupada held it. And devotees could see Prabhupada in ecstatic trance seeing these books. And immediately Prabhupada surprised everyone, because he has written that book. Any author would like to keep the book and see, you know, if Prabhupada saw it just for a few seconds. And immediately on the microphone he announced, we have got Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prabhupada said, and we want to distribute them. Anybody wants? And then one devotee said, if somebody comes and takes it now, he'll get an autograph by his divine grace. So immediately all the devotees, different people in the crowd, they came forward. And within a few seconds, all the 15 copies were gone. And Prabhupada didn't even keep one copy even for himself. So the devotees recollect later on that how Srila Prabhupada was the first book distributor in ISKCON. Within ISKCON also. Even in 1967, one devotee, Satyavrat, had left Prabhupada's association and he had gone away. And he came one day to meet Prabhupada. And that time, just at that time, few days before that, teachings of Lord Chaitanya had come, published. Only one copy had come. They had just printed it and published it and Prabhupada had it. Prabhupada spoke to him and Prabhupada gave him that copy. Prabhupada wanted, whatever he wrote, he wanted it to be distributed basically. He wanted people to read. And that's how marathon also began. Two brahmacharis were coming in 1971. They were coming through December. They were coming in their car and they ran out of gas. They went to a gas station. They filled the gas. They were short of some change. But they had Krishna book. So they told that man that can we give this book instead to make for the balance? And that man agreed. And suddenly the devotee realized, actually this book, big books can be given. Because you won't believe it, almost for 4 years, since 1966, nobody distributed big books. Only they would distribute periodicals. Book distribution is not a very big thing. Especially Krishna book and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavad Gita, nobody was distributing. Because they were convinced that these books cannot be distributed. So these brahmacharis came back and told in the San Francisco temple, temple president, Prabhu, we did two books today, two Krishna books. And immediately the news spread. They called up the next temple, Los Angeles temple, and then they called up another temple and they went out next day. And each temple said, we did four, we did three. It was a big news. And the weekly score started coming. 15 books, 15 big books in a week. And immediately devotees began to feel it's possible to distribute big books. And there came a time when millions of copies were sold in a year, in a few years from there. Initially, they were not able to distribute many books. And once this happened, it caught on like wildfire. And when Prabhupada got the news, Prabhupada said, this is the best news I ever got, that you're distributing my books. Please go on with this. And then, there was a Tripurari Prabhu. Prabhupada called him as an incarnation of book distribution. Because he would distribute around 70-80 Gitas in 2-3 hours in the airports. He was a very, very empowered book distributor. So some devotees, there became a transcendental competition. Each temple was competing to distribute more and more books. And then, when Prabhupada, one devotee did exceptionally well, Los Angeles temple, I think they top, and Prabhupada got the news, and Prabhupada wrote a letter. And this letter became the most inspiring thing for the devotees to go out. Because Prabhupada wrote in that letter that by distributing these books, you have not only pleased me, but you have pleased the whole parampara. And I am sure my Guru Maharaj and the whole parampara will bless you million times over for distributing these books. So devotees always knew Prabhupada would write, you know, you will please accept my blessings or Krishna will bless you like that. But for the first time they had heard Prabhupada writing million times over. That means they realized that Srila Prabhupada is very, very pleased with book distribution. And that's how it became a obsession in ISKCON. And it caught on like wildfire. And the reason for Srila Prabhupada's desperation was Srila Prabhupada himself desperately tried in 1950s to distribute. When he was in Delhi, he had no financial support. He had no institutional support. He was living practically every day in different houses like a beggar. He had nothing to eat. What was his first concern? Not feeding the belly. It was publishing and distribution of Back to Godhead magazine. So he would go to this publisher. Lilamrit contains this very vivid description. And the publisher would discuss, why it has not come out as yet? You should publish. And they would discuss on the editorial things and changes. And then Prabhupada would be a little tired, morning 10 o'clock, and then would sit on the chair. And this publisher would say, Swamiji, have you taken breakfast? And Prabhupada would say, no, it's okay, it's okay. And then after another hour, you would again ask, Swamiji, you've not taken anything? No. Prabhupada would be a little shy, and he would get breakfast. And whatever Prabhupada ate at that time, that was his meal for the whole day. He had no money, he had left everything. There's a big story, how everything he lost in Jhansi. And then he went home, and then he left home in a moment of transcendental madness, spiritual emotions were surcharged in his heart, and the call of his guru was very strong, and he left everything, and then he had nothing, he had practically nothing. So when he was in Delhi, his only concern was distribution. So he would publish, he would edit, and he would go out on the streets and distribute these BTGs, and he would meet atheistic people. Once he was hit by a bull, he fell on the ground. On another occasion, he got a sunstroke and he fell unconscious. And many occasions, one man came and he told Srila Prabhupada, "What is this all nonsense you are doing? You are wasting time. You are all waste of time." And he abused Prabhupada. He said, "Where is God? Nobody can see God." And he just atheistic man. Now generally we become shaken when we hear such atheistic arguments. We have no support, nobody is becoming devotee. At least we can come back to temple. But Prabhupada had nowhere to go and people are abusing. What Prabhupada would do, he would come back in the evening, instead of feeling depressed, he would recollect all the atheistic arguments that he got and he would write an article. And that article would be published in the next BTG. So, no God, seeing God. So that on this particular day this man abused and challenged. So that evening the article Prabhupada is writing, Seeing God. It's a beautiful article. You read that initial BTG, there is a book called Back to Godhead magazine has published, collection of Prabhupada articles in the initial days. And on another occasion he went, so one man, everybody told him that day, we have no time. So that day evening Prabhupada comes and writes, Modern man, no time disease. And then the whole article on how people don't have time. So Prabhupada is pouring his heart out and then going out, giving these books. And you won't believe it, Prabhupada so confidently writing letters to prime ministers, heads of state, presidents, cultural ministers, education ministers. He saw an ad in the newspaper saying that the Ford Foundation in Detroit wants to do some management and labor seminars for improving the productivity level of its employees and making them spiritually strong. That word he caught, spiritually vibrant. And he wrote a letter to the director of Ford Foundation in Detroit saying that I have a formula for making your employees spiritually strong. Chant Hare Krishna. And I have this morning program. And he gave a whole program. With all seriousness he wrote to them. He was convinced. In 1956, he had made a program. America should receive 10,000 copies of Back to Godhead. Chile should receive 60,000. Russia should receive 25,000. And he doesn't have even one copy, he doesn't have a place to stay, but he's already making targets for distribution, massive, large-scale distribution. And some people would write letters, they would think Prabhupada is crazy. When Gandhi died, they wanted to do something for Gandhi Memorial, and Prabhupada wrote saying that for the best way to make a memorial is, we should have chanting of holy names of God, and we should do preaching of holy name. Then, the secretary of the cultural ministry who was head of this team, he read Prabhupada's letter and he wrote a letter back to Prabhupada saying that, I think you have written to us by mistake. You wanted to write to somebody else. You don't know what you are saying. But Prabhupada was so convinced that we have to preach to the heads of state, we have to distribute books. In fact, we have one devotee here. He is also very compassionate. He is preaching to all. He is writing letters to prime ministers and presidents. Today only I read this letter from the Prime Minister's office saying that thank you for the books. I'll be reading this book soon. Prabhuji is sitting there behind Deen Gaurang Prabhu, Rajesh Bajaj Prabhu, Hari Bol. He's immediately sitting down. He doesn't want to be seen. He is a very, very special soul. He's been in Krishna consciousness since 1993, 14 years. You'll always see him chanting with a bead bag, very humble, low profile, but always meditating on how to distribute books and how to catch the big people and how to do something. He's always, every day he goes to book distribution and he's an amazing devotee. Complete faith in Srila Prabhupada's books. Today only I was seeing that letter which the PMO had written to Mr. Bajaj. Rajesh Bajaj Prabhu, would you like to share for a few minutes about? He's a very shy person, but he's one of those unsung heroes in Srila Prabhupada's mission. Yesterday we were discussing about so many devotees who might not be in the forefront, but they are always focused on preaching and distributing. You will see him every day. Either he's distributing books or in the temple, he's always moving with a bead bag in his hand. He's chanting. So we have many devotees like this who are preaching, and this is the desire of the parampara. I would like to say one very striking pastime also. When Brahmananda Prabhu was in Jagannath Puri in 1978-79, one old sannyasi saw him and he said, "Hey, you are a foreigner. You are Vaishnav Tilak Kantimala. You are Hare Krishna." He said, "Yes. Who is your guru?" He said, "Prabhupada." He couldn't understand who this guru. Then fortunately Brahmananda Prabhu had one book. He gave that book. And behind that book, Prabhupada's photo was there. So this old sannyasi saw that photo and he said, "This is Abhay Babu," he shouted. So Brahmananda Prabhu said, "You know him?" And he said, "Yeah, he's my god brother." And then he looked at Brahmananda Prabhu, he's a foreigner, American. And then he started smiling. He said, "I knew this. I knew this will happen." Because he was living in solitude. The sannyasi didn't know that Prabhupada had already established ISKCON and Krishna consciousness spreading all over. And when he saw Brahmananda Prabhu, he started exclaiming, "I knew this will happen." In 1920s, we were in 1930s, we were in Bombay, Gaudiya Mutt, and one day we were having a debate in the terrace. That time Abhay Babu was living in Bombay. Incidentally, the temple is here only, near August Kranti Maidan, opposite August Kranti Maidan. There was a building, the second floor was the temple of Gaudiya Mutt at that time. So there they were having an argument. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Prithvi te achayata nagradi gram," the holy name will be spread all over the world, Prithvi. And the devotees there came to the conclusion that what Mahaprabhu actually meant was not the whole planet Earth, but India. Because so many devotees have tried going abroad and preaching, it's not possible. Actually, what Mahaprabhu meant was within the continent, within the Asian subcontinent. So then some devotees are saying like this, and they finally came to the conclusion. And Prabhupada entered, the time was Abhay Charan Day, and he heard this, and he stamped his fist very strongly and he said, "No, none of you have faith in Lord Chaitanya's prediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said this will be spread all over the world and it will be done." Very emphatically, and people are shaken by his confidence and faith in his guru and the parampara. So this sannyasi, he says that one of the men then said, "But it has not happened. Who will do it? Who do you think will do this?" Prabhupada lowered his head and said, "None of you will be able to do it. At least that much I can say, because you have no faith in the words of the parampara." But because Prabhupada had faith in the desire of the parampara, he could do it. So this is the desire, and therefore we have to act as instruments of the parampara's compassion. Like in the Second World War, there were so many patients, the soldiers were being attacked, that the whole tents in England, Germany, Russia, they were filled with dead bodies and people almost dying. And it was not practically possible to operate all of them and bring them back to life. So one team of doctors would go ahead and put a red band or a green band on each of the patient. Red band means he's about to die. Don't operate on him. Hopeless case. And somebody, they put a green band, that means the next team of doctors that would come, they would operate only on those who would have green bands, because they have hope of surviving. So like that, so many patients were there, so many soldiers have been lying on the ground. So this team would come, put red band, he can be survived, green band, red band, green band. And the next team would come. What happened? One of the nurses, she came, she saw one man was dying and there was a red band on his body, which means he's not to be touched. But she felt compassion for him. She removed that and she put a green band. The next team of doctors came, they operated on him and he survived. And she was shocked. She said, "It's possible." So then she did this with many patients who were supposed to be left to be dead. And like this, by her compassionate act of just putting a green band, whenever the patient was supposed to be dead, he's supposed to be not taken care of, she managed to save hundreds of lives. Actually, if you see Maya Devi, Kali already has put red band on us. We are doomed to be materially, you see, the way we are doomed to go through 8.4 million species again. We are doomed to enter cycle of repeated birth and death. But as instruments of Srila Prabhupada's compassion, we have to go and put this green band. We have to give Prabhupada's books. Because people who are destined to go to hell because of their demoniac activities, they can be made into devotees. It is possible. Srila Prabhupada's mission is for such Jagais and Madais. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried in ecstasy, incessantly. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying in class, so you can imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried so much when Jagai and Madai were delivered. Imagine how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be crying now to see Srila Prabhupada delivering millions of Jagais and Madais. So therefore, this is the desire of the parampara, and we have to distribute these books. We'll have to rush now. We have little time. Also, it is a service to Guru. In the Vedic culture, how does a disciple serve the Guru? Different services. And one of the things he does is begging alms. Is it possible to beg alms in Kali Yuga? Especially in Western countries, impossible. But book distribution is one of the best ways to maintain the traditional system of service to Guru. You ask for a donation, you give a book, and that is maintained. And Srila Prabhupada would always say, whenever you hear scores, you say, this is a tonic, this is the medicine, because Prabhupada's health was very bad in 1977. And he was always emphasizing that this is the best service anybody could do. And we have many devotees who are doing book distribution as a service to Guru and defying age, defying all physical barriers. We have, Isurana Varana Swami Maharaj said about our community, our temple, in one marathon lecture in 2001. Radhana Swami Maharaj said that we should all distribute books because of two reasons. First, he said, if you distribute books, we will all be together, united. We will have very good friendly relationship with each other. Our community team spirit will build up. And second, he said, we will get mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And these words have been taken so seriously by some devotees like Abhinandan Prabhu. He is 70 plus. He's already at 7-8 operations. But every marathon, he's one of the top scorers. You see him, he comes every Saturday. He dances in Kirtan on Sunday morning. An old man, but most enthusiastic. Sudama Prabhu calls him, like Gaurang Prabhu is the director of IYF. Sudama Prabhu says he's the director of IOF. He's gone old for him. But he is so young at heart, so enthusiastic. Recently when he was operated for the 7th time, and as he was being taken in the wheelchair in the hospital, wherever he would be taken in Bhagavad Hospital, he would always carry books with him. So on the wheel, when he would be walking, when he would be taken somewhere, he would always have books with him. He would never lost a chance to distribute books. He is an amazing person. And we also have another devotee, 65-year-old Krishna Dayal Prabhu. Krishna Gadge Prabhu earlier and initiated. He's sitting here, right here. Prabhuji has been at the bus party for 6 months. And he was also very, very instrumental last year. Do you know this? The congregation devotees did 1008 Mahavik books in one day in Dadar station. It was a frenzy. We did it on the Gita Jayanti day, I think. So when devotees come together, this is what Radhanath Maharaj predicted. If we do distribution, we'll come together, the family atmosphere, the mood, the camaraderie will increase, and we'll get mercy of Srila Prabhupada also. And Prabhuji has been in the bus party for 6 months. He's very elderly, but he does very active book distribution. I've been seeing him since 2001, I think. 2001, when we started this, we used to have every month book distribution seminars. You'd be always present. So I remember Prabhuji is very, very enthusiastic. And Prabhuji has many experiences. I would like to tell you, if you can briefly share, you can pass the microphone to him, if you don't mind. Because for a person in bus party, before it begins, I would like to tell you, young men, young brahmacharis in the bus party, they can't take it. They can't take the heat. They can't take the intensity. And he was there, very strong, defying all bodily barriers. Can you just briefly tell us your experience?
Hare Krishna. I have no qualification to speak on this topic to all of you, because many of you are more experienced and more knowledgeable than me. But since Prabhuji has requested, some of the realizations I would like to tell. Now in 2001, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu was in charge of the book distribution. So that time it stuck to me after hearing many things about the importance of book distribution to go out along with the book distribution, for distribution. So I requested him and he immediately agreed. So accordingly I went for about 5 to 6 trips for a book distribution. And one realization I would like to tell you. We had been to Baramati, it was some last week of month of June that time in 2001. And we went to distribute the books in a factory which were manufacturing pipes. So when we went and started book distribution, many of the people were sons of farmers only. And they were in anxiety. The first problem which they explained to us, see, this is fourth week of June and rains have not yet started. Now what will happen to us? They were in great anxiety. And that time it just stuck to us. We gave them a reply, don't worry. We have come with all the books which were spoken by Krishna and written by Srila Prabhupada. You take at least Bhagavad Gita, Science of Self-Realization and Krishna. Minimum three books all of you should take and read them from the core of the heart. You will find the results immediately. And they were in such anxiety what to do. At least some solution is given to us. Let us try it out. Many of them bought the books and it's a real fact. I am not just a one. And that very night of that day, but there was a rain for about 2-3 hours. And the next day, the book distribution score was still increased. So this was the one realization we would like to really along with the bus party. Secondly, then here on the other station, and Andheri station also, during the last few years, the distribution has been going in a very large scale. Now last year, on the day of Gita Jayanti, under the leadership of Rishikesh Ananda Prabhu. Nearly 20 to 25 grastas also were there, and some of the brahmacharis also were there. So right from 10 o'clock, they said, now today is Gita Jayanti. Most auspiciously, we have to do a maximum book distribution. All of you were in an enthusiastic mood on that day. So right up to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, the score reached up to about 700, 800. Now then they had a hope. Yes, now we will reach to our goal. We have not to stop till we reach our goal of 1008. And that score was obtained at about 2 a.m. at night. And then they packed up everything.
The last train went and that time they finished 1008.
So that day, you know, Prabhuji's, Mataji's, Brahmacharis, everybody has worked very hard. And if all of them can work very hard, all of you are very young, you can also play such roles and such good participation, book distribution. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Haribo! See, Krishna Dayal Prabhu's last statement should be taken very seriously. He said he's such elderly people, housewives, and they all can do. The young boy should be able to do much more. So it's mainly a question of desire. And this is amazing. It was such a sight to see grahasthas, matajis, men, boys, brahmacharis, everybody coming together for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure and distributing government books. And if you are looking for techniques and inspiration, there is a wonderful website, distributebooks.com. This is by Vyasaki Prabhu. He is a very senior Srila Prabhupada disciple, grahastha, and last 38 years he is distributing books every day in America. And he's managing his family also with this. This is his full-time service, job, everything. And he is the most inspired book distributor in ISKCON. And he has his website and he's inspiring devotees all over the world. So you can go through this. He gives many stories and many tips and techniques how to stop people, how to give them books. But main thing is we should know it's a service to Guru. And it's pleasing to the Guru. And another reason why we should distribute books is India is, and the world especially, is filled with atheism, impersonalism and sahajya. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshapadi. Impersonalism and voidism, all of these things are destroyed by Srila Prabhupada's books. Before Srila Prabhupada wrote his books, all books on Indian spirituality in English are all Mayavad. Mostly. except of course Bhaktivedanta Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur were there. And as a result of this contamination, so many devotional sampradayas also were reading Mayavadi books. I come from Udupi and I have seen so many Madhva in their libraries, English books, old books, all written by some Mayavadis on Madhvacharya. Because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, today we have English language books speaking about pure devotional service. And this is one of the most important need today. Last year, bus party, we met one member of the Divya Jyoti organization, which is hardcore Mayavad organization. And that man met our Murari Gupta Prabhu, and he started abusing Hare Krishna. When Murari Gupta Prabhu lost his patience, he also shot it back. That man was completely defeated by the arguments and he left. But another member, senior member of the organization, was seeing this debate. He came and started arguing with Murari Gupta Prabhu. But he was a little polite. He wanted to know. Murari Gupta Prabhu also flattered him. Told him, actually, aap bhi achha kar rahe hain. Aapka bhi achha sansta hai. And he glorified him and appreciated and he gave him the book. And believe it or not, this man started chanting Shankar Shambhu, some name. His big story came in the flash. This man became a devotee. He actually converted. He was one of the leading senior members of that organization. Because what happened in their big debate in that organization, they said, no, these books are bogus. What you are saying is Sat and Sat is eternal. And immediately this Shambhu, he had read these books. He said, yes, we are only talking about Sat. But this Srila Prabhupada's book talk about Sat Chit Ananda. All three are covered. So he learned the philosophy so fast. And if I just by reading the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, I have learned everything about spiritual life. So nowadays this is very rampant. I am sure most of our book distributors here meet every day Mayavadis. I have met so many of them during my book distribution. One time in the local train, one man was sitting on the fourth, that edge. He could barely sit, you know, the fourth person. You can hardly park your bottom. Somehow you are... And he looked at me and he said, and I came near and he gave me a big smile as if he's God. And he said, I am your worshipable Yogeshwara, Krishna. Very confidently. I can't give him books. I said, if you're Yogeshwara, Krishna, get a seat for yourself. Every day practically. One man comes and tells me, give me Ravan Samhita. I said, I have Brahma Samhita and I've heard of Manu Samhita, but hey, Ravan is a supreme god. You don't know Ravan is actually God. And he was from Ravana Protection Committee. He told me. I told him Ravana was destroyed because Lord Ram didn't protect him. How can you protect Ravan when Lord Ram destroyed him? Hey, you are all blasphemers. You are caste people. You know, you are abusing Hare Krishna. So you will see in India so much horrible things are going on. I met one man with his girlfriend in his arms in jeans and t-shirt. And he said, you are doing a good job. He was congratulating me, good job. And because he appreciated me, I didn't want to talk to him because the lady was there and they were in a very embarrassing position. But because he took a book immediately, so I had to thank him. So I said, thank you. What's your name? I asked him because he asked my name. And he said, Swami Sachidananda Paramananda, some big name he said. And he said, Swami. And my lower jaw dropped. I said, you are sannyasi? He said, yeah, I am from Forum of Human, some big name he said. You are sannyasi from an organization? The girlfriend and big, it was like, I was shocked. I still can't believe. And then I told him, but I have not heard of your organization. He said, don't worry, very soon you will hear about us. We are coming up in a big way. And I was telling myself, yes, yes, very soon we are going to hear about you because as Kali Yuga advances, we hear only about people like you. So many. Our Sanatan Gopal Prabhu is not here. He does so much kirtan every time. He says there was one man in there, before becoming Hare Krishna devotee, they would dance in Ganpati Visarjan and they would be playing and dancing. And one man, one doctor from Nair Medical College would also be with them in that Ganpati dancing and he would get drunk. The doctor would get drunk and he would be completely intoxicated in that Ganpati dance. And for many years he was part of Sanatana Gopal Prabhu's team. And suddenly today, as of date, this man has become Lord Vishnu. And he is the most popular god in Bombay. So you can imagine what is happening in India today. Every day there are new gods coming. In Bangalore, one satellite television channel called all the people who are claiming to be Kalki avatars. They told them, they didn't tell the others that we are calling them. You come. There is a TV show for you. Each one came thinking that he is going to be interviewed and they all Kalki sat. And light on. and this interviewer said, this host said, so today we have 20 people here claiming to be Kalki, and each one looked at each other and said, now they will decide who is the real Kalki avatar. And he walked up. People had a great time, but what is happening as a result of all this, is intelligent, educated people, your friends in college, school, offices, they are losing faith in the Vedic culture. So this nonsense has to be stopped. And the only way this can be done is by giving Srila Prabhupada's books. Last week I was in Rishikesh on some special project, some special service that Gauranga Prabhu had sent me. And there I saw so many sadhus, bogus sadhus. I saw sannyasis living in an apartment, big apartment, only one sannyasi and his girlfriend sannyasi. She's also in sannyasi robes. So many people I saw. And like in Bombay we see some people drunkards. I saw in Rishikesh, in a holy city, in the middle of, at 8:30 in the night, one man, cigarette, liquor and intoxicated, and two girls with him, they're taking photo and he's shouting. And the only thing that's common in Bombay also, but the difference was this man was in sannyasi robes. So it was such a tragedy. Everywhere we met such bogus people, cheats. So this has to be stopped. So only when Srila Prabhupada's books go out in massive scale, people will know what is the truth. And Srila Prabhupada's book distribution is also called as Sankirtan. Why Sankirtan? Because when you do Sankirtan, it can be heard for a few kilometers, but when books are distributed, Prabhupada said the impact will be felt all over the world. This is a religion for Kali Yuga. Russia, in Moscow, they stopped ISKCON. In 2003-04, they had a big problem. The church pressurized the government to not allow ISKCON to build a temple. They withdrew the land. The devotees had to live in the streets. Minus 20 degrees Celsius. Extreme hardships. But because book distribution, Sankirtan is a religion for Kali Yuga, the devotees did massive book distribution, and ISKCON Moscow, believe it or not, won the marathon contest. December marathon, they distributed maximum Bhagavad Gita at a time when they didn't have place to stay. But I felt, at least many devotees were also sharing that this is a proof, or Krishna deliberately did this to give faith to devotees in ISKCON, that this is real and this is religion for Kali Yuga. Because we sometimes lose faith in the process, but when we see devotees in such extreme hardships able to get such big scores, we also get faith. And there is one amazing pastime I read in Harishwari Prabhu's book, that of Dr. Eugene Stansky. He was a Catholic priest for 23 years. He was a PhD doctor. Can you imagine somebody like a leader of the church for 23 years? A father, Christian father, Dr. Eugene Stansky. He read Prabhupada's books. He was so convinced. He came to meet Prabhupada. And they had a three-hour meeting in Los Angeles in 1976. And he was so stunned by that meeting and Prabhupada's penetrating logic. He went back home. And next day he came and he joined the temple as full-time brahmachari. So the impact that Srila Prabhupada's books can have on someone's life is tremendous. So we should distribute these books. And these are the theoretical kind of foundational reasons, and easy to remember. You can have a acronym, you can read SSR, this is the way to remember. But there are some very practical reasons also to distribute books. I'll just try to briefly cover it. We'll discuss this in greater detail in our next seminar, which we will have sometime in October or November. Everybody wants to learn about humility. Humility, they say, you know, how to become humble. Every devotee wants to know. This is the best way. You have to actually practice Trinadapi Sunichena. You have to be tolerant, because you have to tolerate your hunger, thirst, you have to tolerate people abusing you. It's so painful. And what is that? Amanena manadena. You have to give respect to everyone. And you can't expect respect. Practical, very practical. See, it is so humbling. After you do book distribution for many years, then when you are glorified also for some things, it will not affect you so much, because you can digest it, because you have been treated like kachara so many times that you're not easily going to be flattered. If somebody says, Prabhu, you are great. I'll tell you a simple example. I was giving once class. I was doing book distribution, my service was book distribution, but Devanand Pandit Prabhu told me, go for one lecture in Varli because I'm busy. So I went early for book distribution, I came back, I went for this program, and during the lecture, I was giving powerful class, and the Mataji's side, and Brahmacharis don't look at the Mataji, they look only at the men's side. One baby started crying, like that, you know. So I was disturbed. So for a second, I just gave an angry look. And then I continued my speech, class was over, and then 7-8 men came. During Prashadam time, Prabhuji, we are very sorry. Aapko disturb ho gaya, Prabhuji, class mein. You know, they were so apologetic that they disturbed me during my class. And the child cried. I said, nahi, chalega, chalega, hota hai, hota hai. Next day, I was distributing books in the local town and I was announcing. And as I was announcing, that day, I met at least 3 or 4 people who shouted and abused at me. They told me, shut up, don't disturb us. We are talking on the phone. They were talking on the phone. And everybody was angry that I'm speaking and I'm disturbing them. I was like, treated like complete kathra, you know. Next, immediate I got reaction. I realized this is very good. This is very humbling. So, it's fantastic service because you have to bite, or as I say, you have to be. One of our brahmacharis, he was beaten by a police woman. What more embarrassing and painful? The stick. Once Dayal Chaitanya Prabhu was distributing books in the AC, he was tired after distributing. He sat on that seat. And as soon as he sat, some of the people who were traveling in the AC compartment, they abused him like anything. But fortunately, there were some other people. They saw that they are abusing Hare Krishna devotee. They chastised those men. But still, what I am saying is you are treated like a beggar. And that's good. It helps us become humble. Because it's very easy to think that you are great, but book distribution is one thing you can never predict what the other person will do. You don't know whom you will meet. And the second practical reason is it is an economic foundation for many temples and for many individuals also. There are many people in ISKCON in the world today who are surviving on distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books and Back to Godhead magazine. That is how their grihastha ashram is being maintained. In Western countries, you give a book. And you don't say it is 70 rupees or something. You give a book and you ask for a donation. So you might get 1 rupee, you might get 500 rupees. So they manage, they give the money back to the temple, whatever is needed to be given. Vyasaki Prabhu is a tremendous example. Many ISKCON temples. Tirupati temple, my God, an amazing example. Thank you for reminding me. ISKCON Tirupati is one of the most beautiful temples in the world. And that whole temple project has come up not by collecting money from life members or something, only by book distribution. Book distribution can give practical, these are very practical reasons for a sadhaka, for a devotee, for an institution. And I'm sure all of us like adventure, excitement. Can you imagine every day meeting strangers? It's just like, it's amazing adventure. Otherwise, life is so boring. You go to office, you go to college, same friends, same people. But you go out with a book bag every day, new people. Generally, if you meet some crazy people, mad people, you will not talk to them. But when you are on book distribution, you are in the mood of adventure and excitement, and you would like to. I used to always like to talk to little, you know, weird people. Once I and Raj Gopal Prabhu were distributing in VT, one mad man came to us. He was shouting, and I was telling Raj Gopal Prabhu, we have done enough books, and you know, we can have a little fun. We'll see what we can do. And as no sooner I said that, that man came running to us. He was completely black. He had not taken bath for years. He was in, his pant was all, buttons are all broken. He had tied it with a rope. That pant he had tied and very dirty black shirt. Very, very dirty. So he looked at us and everybody sitting. And from that end of the train, he came running towards us. And I got scared because I was just joking to him. I said, "Arey, kuch maza aayega, abhi to baat karte hain." And he actually came running to us. And he took the book from our hand. But kitne ka hai? We said 60 rupees. And he gave it back and started crying. And people were all laughing because he was a madman. And we were also standing there. And suddenly this man started shouting. He said, "Marko pagal samajh rahe aap log?" And then he started giving a lecture. Pure Krishna conscious lecture. He said, "You are laughing at me. Time will come and destroy all of you. Kalo asmi loka kshayakrit pravritto." And he started quoting Bhagavad Gita verses. And how Lord Vishnu will destroy everything as time. Say, "I am not mad, you are mad." And people were like, people still continued laughing because they thought he's mad. But we were able to catch the philosophy that he was saying. So then I told Rajagopal, we'll wait. So he finished and VT station came, everybody got off, everybody went, but this man was sitting in the train only. So I told him, let's go and talk to him. And we went and spoke to him, and what an amazing person. He was a senior manager in a bank 20 years ago. And he was telling me his whole life story. And I was shocked. And the end, the conclusion of the story was, he said, I was very happy, I was very nice. I became mad, I became like this because I got married. And then my life got my life got destroyed. And like that he was crying. So we came back, I made a big report of that story. And I shared that story with Gaurang Prabhu. And Gaurang Prabhu also heard it. He was also very excited. And he said, this is a very, very important event. And you should especially remember his last line very, very well. That man's last line very well. So like that, and this is one example I'm giving. One time, so many instances. Like every time I would meet strangers. One time in the local train, people started making fun of me. And they said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I also said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And like that, jokingly, we actually had kirtan. We landed up having 10 minutes of kirtan in the local train with complete strangers. And once we were not able to distribute books, I was telling some of the BT devotees, I, Rajagopal Prabhu, Vittal Dev Prabhu were there, and we were wondering, kuch maza nahi aa raha, something we should do. It was 6:30 p.m. train going from Churchgate to Borivali. We entered at Grant Road, and we planned it out in such a way that Rajagopal, I think, Vittal Dev Prabhu entered and started shouting, Ah, bachao, main doob raha hoon, paani. And we did a drama, spontaneous drama, on that saving the coat and that body, that you know, body and soul, that drama we did. And then I come running and he saves him, and then we slap, we fight, all drama we did. And 20 SSR went in that one small compartment, we distributed 20 SSR. So we saw that there is so much scope for doing what you want. Nobody to stop you. It's really exciting. One incident I should tell you this, because we are running short of time, I'll just conclude with this. One most amazing thing was, I met one UP bhaiya, you know, one big man with a big mustache, fat, and he had his chaste wife next to him, completely head covered like this. And in book distribution seminars, we were trained, and we used to also give this technique. We'll come to that skills part in our next seminar, how to give books. So one of the techniques we are told is, if you meet a couple, man and woman, and if you're a brahmachari, you should not talk to the woman, but at the same time, the book should go. So what you should do? You should give book in the hand of the lady and talk to the man. So the lady feels privileged, and man will feel also nice that you're talking to him. So like that, I tried that technique, and I immediately gave a book to that lady, but she was not even looking, she was sitting, so I just put the book on her lap, and this man, I started speaking to him, I said, book lijiye, and he was a very big man, and I was like, I was very humble, had a big mustache, and he said, kya bachcha tum kya karta hai, and he said, chodo naukri karo, and he was just like, and I said, yeah, aap sahi bol rahe hain, sahi, sahi, please book lijiye. I was again coming back with the same point, and in front of everybody, he was showing off that he is directing, he is giving proper instructions to a misdirected kid. What is all waste, you should do this. And his wife is always fully covered, and she's sitting like this. And he is just chastising me, left, right, center. And I'm saying, yes, 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 book lijiye. And again and again saying. So finally, because I was so humble, and I made him feel that he's really great, and he got a feeling that, yes, I should do some charity. I made him feel like that. I didn't convince him on the logic of the book, because he was very proud. So he said, theek hai, kitne ka hai? 50. Acha. He removed money, and he gave the money. And as soon as I got the 50 rupee note, this lady was always like this. Suddenly, she did like this. She removed her pallu and she did like this. And she caught her husband's shoulder. Kya ji, pustak lete rehte ho, kuch padhte nahi. And she started shouting at him. And this man became like a mouse. One more devotee was there. In 2 minutes, the whole thing changed. And I told him, I think Gaurvani Prabhu, I said, let us run from here before she will catch us. So we ran away from there. The book was sold. What an exciting thing, you know. So these are the memories which I will never forget for the rest of my life. And fortunately in India, we don't meet people who will beat us. In Western countries, people beat also. But this kind of excitement is very good. You get to see the Indian culture. You get to see man-woman psychology. You get to see the power. You get to see many things, many learning experiences. And you mature much, much beyond your years. You might be 25 years old, but you'll get the experience and realizations of 50, 60-year-old men. You'll see life. will say dynamic, you know, how life is so dynamic. And this is the most important reason why we should distribute books, depend on some Krishna. And you might distribute 100 books, but you might not be as happy as when you distribute 2 or 3 books, if you are thinking of Krishna. I'll tell you, so many times I would go out, and I have done 130, 140 books in 1.5, 2 hours, and I've come back feeling, riding a mental wave, feeling, aha, very good, very happy because of the score, but happy because of the score. And there have been occasions when I could do only 5 or 6 in 2, 3 hours. But I'm giving a book to a man, and he's not taking it. And I'm saying, and he's seeing the book, and I'm praying internally, Krishna, let him take it. Let him take that book, you know. And he's not taking it, and he gives it back. And I'm like, oh no. Then I go to the next man, and he's seeing it. Krishna, no, no book has gone. Let him take. You are there in his heart as Paramatma. Inspire him. I'm intensely praying. And they don't take. Whatever happens, at the end of the day, I have 4 or 5 books to my score, and I come back to the temple, and I'm a little sad that, oh, I did 100 yesterday, today only 4 or 5. But then I see that day my consciousness is very good. My chanting the next morning program is very good, chanting, because then I realized, I analyzed it after a few days, I realized I was very Krishna conscious. And because I was Krishna conscious and I was depending on Krishna, my chanting was good, my sadhana was good, although my score was not so good. Sometimes it's not the score that is important, it is our consciousness. So sometimes you might get less score, but because you have depended on Krishna, we are blissful. And you have to depend on Krishna when you are giving books. And what is the essence of our philosophy? Rupa Goswami has said, what is the essence of Krishna consciousness? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. This is the essence of ISKCON philosophy. Smartave Fatadam Vishnu, Vismartave Na Jatuchit. And when you are distributing books, a person is seeing the book, you have to intensely pray and depend on Krishna. So to the extent we remember Krishna, we become Krishna conscious. And that's why we see many devotees, they advance rapidly when they take up the book distribution. So this is a very, very practical reason that we can learn to depend on Krishna more when we go out for the book distribution. And we'll do this later, the principles and values in our next seminar. And I would like to conclude, and I have a request to all of you, that we have this year a very big target for marathon. All of you must be knowing. Every year we have a target of 20,000, 25,000, and we managed to touch 30,000 books, Bhagavad Gita's. Last year we had a target of 30,000 Mahabig, and thanks to the efforts of the congregation, we managed to touch 55,000 Bhagavad Gita's. And we were 5th in the world in the marathon. And this year we don't want to come first or something, but Radhanath Mara's mood is, in our temple, he said, we should desire, if you have done 50,000 last year, we should desire to do double. But our desire should be that we should distribute double of last year, but we should come last. That means, what does it mean? That means Srila Prabhupada's books are going out in a massive scale. So we should always desire to do double of previous year, but we should also pray that every other temple does better. So let us pray like this. And if Gaurang Prabhu will be speaking in the next seminar about power of blessings and prayers, so we'll be discussing this in greater detail, how we can achieve this target through a life centered around strong Krishna consciousness. And Gaurang Prabhu seminar will be on the, yesterday I mentioned 21st, right? No, it is on the 20th. He's coming on the 20th morning. 20th, 21st and 22nd, he is doing this self-excellence camp for all of you. So please attend that seminar. So since it is very late, I will take questions during prasadam. I will meet all of you, because I'm sure all of you are getting late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon ki jai.
Hari Bol, Prabhuji, 1 minute. No, it really gets difficult for us when we don't get an estimate of how many people are coming. So on the spot registrations are very, very difficult for us. So if today whoever has come, if they just, while going out, you can come to the reception, and just tell me whether you are going to come for the next course or not.